Okay, so we want to do this quick bonus about how to rock an interview. All right. First off, do not fan the person that you're talking to. If they are an idol of yours, that's great. You can tell them, look, I love your stuff. It's been very impactful for me. And I really appreciate everything you do, but that's the extent that I want you to go. What we want to do is create an even playing field, right? Now, you can be an amazing interviewee and you can get a terrible interviewer. That is, so just be ready for that. Now, in my opinion, the terrible interviewer is the person that simply asks questions but does not play off of each other. So there is no conversation. They ask you a question, you answer, they say, mm-hmm, and then they ask you the next question. That is not the way interviews should work. If you do interviews that way yourself, please stop, because there is so much more engagement that can happen and you should free yourself to be more engaging, right? So what I want you to do is, first, you can thank them for being there and be, I know this is hard to say this, but you know, to do this naturally, but the more practice you'll get, just be natural. Do some meditation, do some breathing, have a glass of water, and just say, hey, I'm excited to be here. This is gonna be a ton of fun. Like, I love what you do, and this is gonna be great. Now, it is best to know who you're talking to. So if you're getting interviewed, you don't have to listen to every podcast episode they have, but please at least listen to one. And don't make it the very last episode they just put out. Go and scroll through their episodes and see one that applies by the title to something you might be interested in, and listen to one that you might actually really be interested in, so that you can show them that you listen. So that's something that's really important, okay? Now, second to that, just be natural. Tell them you're happy to be there. Say, you know what, I listened to this episode. I'm super pumped. I loved who you talked to. I loved how you did this thing. So let's get started. Like, give me the lay of the land, right? And now, as somebody who interviews a lot, I'm going to say, hey, I'm going to give you the lay of the land. But if they don't, make sure you do. Now, a good interviewee does a couple things. If your interviewer is guiding you, then just allow them to guide. It's like dancing, right? If they're the host, allow them to host, but make sure they're answering some key questions, right? So don't force yourself in, because hosts don't want you to be too overbearing. They like to run the show, but if they're not doing some of these things, make sure you have this list so that you can be a good interviewee. Number one, make sure you understand how to pronounce their name and make sure they understand how to pronounce yours. I've literally been called Dana on like half of the podcast. Part of that is my fault, because I forget to remind them that my name is Dana. I don't care, but they end up caring because they literally just pronounced my name wrong for an entire episode, right? We still have a great time. We still have a great conversation, but it is a little funny. So you ask them to pronounce their name and you ask them to pronounce and tell them the pronunciation of yours, okay? Always good to know. Plus, if they're going to record something in the end, they know how to pronounce your last name and things like that if they're not saying that in the intro. So that's the first thing. Next thing is, they should give you the lay of the land. So they should tell you this is what to expect, right? But if they don't do that, then say, hey, is there anything I need to know about this interview in terms of the flow to keep an eye on? And at the end, do you want me to tell people to go anywhere? I do have this freebie. Do you want to talk about it? Okay, so there's that. If they've given you questions and stuff, they should go over those questions with you, or kind of give you a sense of what to expect, okay? So that's good. Now, you can ask, it depends on the show I'm on, but I often ask, hey, do you want me to be more story-based? Do you want me to be more tactical? You know, what's the flow? And if you're a cusser, ask him if that's okay. Okay, because there's totally some shows where they're like, oh yeah, the F-bomb is totally fine here. And somewhere they're like, no, please don't do that, right? Now, so that's important. They should tell you before you get on if it's on video or not. So make sure you know that, so that you know whether you need to be put together or not, right? So then that's clear. Now, when it comes to being the good interviewee, we've mapped out your stories, right? The sort of call out the elephant in the room. If anything goes the way you didn't expect, that's okay. If you're like, oh, you asked me that question and I swear I have a really good answer for that, but I don't know what that is right now. So can we go to the next question and we can come back to it? And that's okay. Because if you say that really confidently, that's okay, right? So if you're the kind of person that does not like being asked sort of ad hoc things, right? You're the real think to speak person, that kind of introvert that really wants to be able to think on it. Tell them beforehand that you would really like to be given the questions, and that's okay, right? I don't care because I probably won't look at the questions anyway, and I'll most likely just want to talk about things anyway. So, but if you're that person, it's okay. Ask them so you can be prepared, as prepared as possible. We mapped out your stories, so feel free to tell stories. Don't talk forever. Make sure that you aren't doing 10, 15 minutes of talking. Make breaks so that they can connect, so that they can laugh. If you hear them laugh, like, give them a little space if they want to maybe say something or come in, right? So don't just be the talker. It's about a good conversation, right? And when you're telling things, try to end what you're saying with recapping why that's important, right? Be like, da-da-da, this story, so that's why I decided to change my job and do this thing, you know, and then that's so you can have those conversations. When you're wrapping up, make sure you tell people where they can find you. And if you have a really long name and it's super hard to spell and everything, make sure you're spelling it out for them, or you're giving them a shorter link because that's better. Okay. So those are the main things. When you are done with this interview, the best kind of interview, interviewee says, hey, how else can I be helpful for you? I will obviously share this out when it comes out. Let me know that process. And then, is there anything else I can do to be helpful? I always ask, can I connect you with somebody? Can I do something? You know, is there anything else you would like? And start that conversation, because getting interviewed is one of the best ways for you guys to connect and be able to actually go and like get on other people's podcasts and refer people and all that kind of stuff. Superly, massively important. Okay. So that is how to be a good interviewee. The other thing is just practice. Get on as many as you can. Listen back to them. See what you did, what you didn't do. Ask people to listen that care about you, that are willing to take that time, and have them tell you what they can do better. You will get better over time. So practice, which means you have to pitch, practice. Revenue. Okay, ladies, hopefully this has been helpful.